with that happening, you know, we took a 25% cut. We had already been taking a 15%, so now they added another 10%. We agreed to it. They said, well, you're going to have to give up something. So, I guess because politically correct, we needed to give up something. But not everybody gave up things. I'm not going to mention other industries that cost the state $150 million a year in tax credits that I would venture to say are not revenue neutral right now. But we remain revenue neutral. So, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're producing roughly about 1 million tons out of the state. We're small. But that puts $63 million in sales. That's FOB the mine. That's before, you know, the truckers start moving it, the railroads start hauling it. We burn about 1.5 million gallons of road diesel every year. You know, 5 million gallons of off-road fuel every year. You know, we got 3,400 vendors. I'm reading from a list. This is what we had to give them. We said, look, guys, you know, we got $25 million annual payroll. This is direct payroll at our mine. We got another $36 million in operational costs that's spent in Oklahoma. And all of those are taxed. Diesel fuel is taxed. All those employees are taxed. The vendors are taxed. I said, this is how we remain revenue neutral. And we're in rural Oklahoma. You don't build a coal mine in Tulsa, Oak City, Broken Arrow, you know, Edmond. You don't have coal mines in those. We're in the little small town. So, you know, it was disheartening. I've been doing this for 40 years. This is the first time in the history Bob Cooper could say I did not feel support from the governor's office. We've always had support from the governor. I'm on the other line. We've always had support out of the governor's office, no matter if it's Democrat or Republican. And we've worked in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And this is the first time I've ever since that. I didn't feel a sense of, I didn't feel the love in the business community, you know.
Well, Bob, let me ask you this. What will be the impact on the state's coal industry?
Well, at the end of the day, Farrell Cooper, we don't use the credits ourselves. Okay, the credits are based on a price at the mine of $68 per ton or less, and we've been fortunate enough that we sell our coal above that number most of the time. You know, there is some years where we're under that number and we use the credits, and that's why I'm very interested in keeping them on board. There are two other mining companies in our state, though, that do use these credits. And they're going to go get them. I don't know exactly. I know they're not leaving. We're just kind of working together to see, what we can do to offset some of this loss. They're talking about a loss of income to the mining company of about $800,000 in 2016, 2017. So, they're looking at how can they cut their costs or what can they do to offset that, go to their customer, ask for a price increase.